The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. Hello, Jen. Hello, Nikita.
Hello, Jason.
How is everybody doing?
We're doing great. Welcome to The Buzz, CliffCentral.com.
Right on time for the weekend.
Nikita's looking forward to the weekend already. Well, it was a crazy week again.
It really
especially
was.
Being the last week of the month of May. It has been like a frenzy of events. I've been doing, on average, 6 a day.
Oh,
except for Monday. From Tuesday onwards, especially Wednesday now, is getting to be the very heavy event day.
Really? Because Thursdays are usually the event days, eh? So
Thursday is like total insanity. But okay. Wednesday is semi-insanity.
Okay. So what was happening? Nikita, you were at...
I was at TLC. So TLC's Randy Finoli, he's out here in South Africa for the bridal fair happening at Monte Cassino. So all the Say Yes to the Dress fans can go out and see him. So he was there judging a few fans that actually won on Facebook. And some of these brides, like, they were very gutsy in the sense of they wore their wedding gowns. And the one, she hasn't gotten married just yet. I think her wedding's the next month or so.
Sure.
And she wore her dress that she's still going to wear at her wedding.
And so I was she's not afraid of the bad luck thing?
Definitely not. And I just thought my concern was just thinking, oh my word, it's going to get a little bit dirty. Nobody must knock her with some champagne or some wine or any of the food.
Yeah.
So she just, you know, she wanted Randy to see her dress. So.
And did he like it?
Was yes, he did. So was he was, what happened is they did like a little photo shoot and they all, you know, they modeled their dresses for him. And then he just chose a winner and then they got to stay at the Monroe Boutique Hotel. So,
wow, very nice.
Bad, yeah.
So it's a beautiful hotel, too.
We've got some sound from him, which we'll play a little bit later, but that seems quite fun and interesting.
Yeah.
And I saw you and our other friend of the Buzz, Helen Dubois, hanging out as well.
Yes. So they did say if we could wear white, that we could, you know, dress the part.
Why didn't you wear your wedding dress?
Yeah, you should have done that, actually.
I'd have to cut out the middle. That's the only
just
problem.
Cut a hole in the middle.
No, I was thinking I can't put scissors to that beautiful lace. So I thought, okay, maybe next time.
Next time, okay, next year.
That is funny.
And Jen, where were you? Where were you out and
there
about this
so
week?
Many things. There was the wedding event with Bell's Patisserie, Khatya Hankotsia, and Jenna Clifford. It was also wedding dresses. So
I
speaking
saw
of the
those
wedding gowns,
pictures.
With
they
these
were gorgeous.
Unbelievable cakes that were like ceiling high. I mean, they were gorgeous gowns. And jewelry and the whole works. So it was a beautiful event.
So is this wedding season? I'm trying to understand why there's so much wedding
there
stuff
happening.
There is a
lot of weddings. Yes.
Is this because it's preparation
it's
phase?
It's more preparation, I'd say.
It's colder months. Is some that why people are kind of getting
yeah,
into
some
the...
some people do get married in colder months, but it's more like spring, summer.
Okay.
So I think it's more now it's the prep, you know, preparation, trying to get everybody done, everybody finding the right vendors, having all the expos at the moment.
Okay.
Exactly. There was also the Wade Bales Wine and Whiskey event. There was a Convoy clothing launch. There was an AEG launch with a celebrity chef, David Higgs. There was a huge Gucci celeb event last night. And also Arnold Schwarzenegger is in town. I'll be back.
He is back.
He's back, not back. It's back. He's
sorry.
Guy, you know. He says, I'll be back.
Arnold.
Oh, okay, so you're going to go and hang out with Arnie.
I actually have to leave a little early today, yes, because I'm supposed to chat with Arnold. We'll see what happens, though.
Okay.
He might crush me. The guy is, like, huge.
Hello, Jennifer. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I will pick you up.
I
am your father. No, that's the wrong movie, yeah.
No, that is what he says. You're right.
I don't know if he says, I'm your father. I think that's a little bit.
No, that's
yes, he's here for this Arnold Classic. It's a whole bodybuilding and fitness expo at the Sandton Convention Center.
Listen.
It's going on this weekend.
Speaking of that, have you seen those videos that are doing the rounds at the moment of that Cape Town bodybuilder who is boom? Hashtag boom. I'll play some audio. No, I have to find it for you. This guy is on another level.
You know
it's like that typical jock.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my name is Gordon Stevens, Team 300, 700, and I'm eating my protein shake, courtesy of boom.
You know what, when you actually put that up, when I saw it and it's talking about Cape Town, I was just like, thank goodness it's somebody from Cape Town, because there is some blog out there that's dedicated to how people in Joburg, only people in Joburg are obsessed with looking good and gymming and all of that. And they said, you know, we live such boring lifestyles. because we don't have a mountain and we don't have the sea. So I was like, okay, thank God this comes out of Cape Town and not Joburg.
Cape Town, man.
So more market. Well, at least more market for them.
Let me just. I've got it for you here, guys. While I find this video, Jen, what else was happening?
Wow. Well, there's just so many things. There's a big event coming up called Vintage with Love. It is the annual vintage fashion sale for charity, raised close to 2 million rand for literacy organizations. And we have Jacqui Mayberg-Shamali, who is in studio, and she's going to tell us all about this amazing initiative. That's a big event happening from the 3rd to the 5th of June at the Forum, the campus in Bryanston.
Hello, Jacqui.
Hello, Jason.
And there she is.
Hello, guys. This is very entertaining. I don't think I've got like such an exciting social life at the moment. You guys definitely have a life. I suppose because we're just hanging clothes at the moment. That's all we do.
But I mean, you have isn't it about thousands of garments?
Thousands, thousands and thousands. The whole Forum, I don't know if you know that triple volume event venue at the Forum is transformed into like Macy's for the weekend. So there are about 100 clothing rails, each with 100. Yeah, so it's well over 10,000 garments I think we'll have there. So they're all busy as we speak. I should be working. They're being hung and steamed and pressed. And
so you had the right idea.
Exactly.
You had to escape for a few minutes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because you have to, you know, spread the word. You have to tell everybody about what's happening.
There's no point in hanging the clothes if no one comes and buys them.
And from what time until what time?
Okay, well, here's the lowdown. We are launching for the first time. We've done it twice before in Joburg, where we just did Saturday and Sunday. And this year, we're going to do a Friday night launch party. So Friday the 3rd of June from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., we are having you pay a premium to be there to have the first look at the clothes, and you'll get champagne and wine and snacks, and that's a little opening party and first peek at the clothes. And on Saturday we are open again from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock, and on Sunday, which is bargain day because everything's half price, is 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and hopefully by 1:15 everything's gone.
So where do you get all these garments from? I mean, you got 10,000, you said, also, and probably counting.
Exactly. Everyone's lastminute.com. But we get the clothes from the wonderful women of Joburg. Okay. It really is an amazing movement of women in the city, where you just start spreading the word, and friends tell friends, and moms tell moms at school, and people like Jen tell her 600,000 followers. and before you know it, those clothes are just flying in. We've created a really amazing network of shops who are our drop-off points, places like La La Lux and Callahan and the Skin Renewal Clinics. All of those places are drop-off points, have been for months. So ladies, it's really easy for ladies to drop off their clothes. We collect them and we start sorting. And also just friends of friends of friends. It's just a lovely network. It's a real girls thing, this.
And what should we donate? There are gently worn clothes?
Yeah, it's not a jumble sale. And that's the important distinction. People do ask us, what kind of clothes do you want? And the easiest way to describe it is to say we sell everything from country road up. So while we would love to have a sale just of designer fashion, of Gucci and Versace and Stella McCartney, there just isn't enough of that to go around, but there is some of that. But it's really nice high street fashion that's in good condition. It's gently worn. It's once loved. It's those things in your cupboard that you bought and they just don't fit properly, or you made a mistake with a color and they sit there and you feel too bad to dump them because you paid good money for them. Well, now you can give them to a good cause and feel better about it.
I feel like you guys are all nodding in agreement here, because you all know that your cupboards might be full of that.
We all know the
garments.
Feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Definitely.
You don't have to be shy or coy about it.
No,
you can own up.
It's almost
cool.
Like a guilty pleasure. At least I know I do have things that I've worn it at least once that don't have tags on it.
Yeah, I know. We get the ones with tags on as well.
And it's not just clothes. Are there accessories, shoes?
Yeah, Jen, absolutely. We're doing hats, sunglasses.
Ooh, hats.
Yeah, hats for Jen. There are a couple of lovely fascinators. Absolutely.
Are you going to buy or are you going to donate?
Well,
you've
I
got
did
millions.
Donate. Okay. I have donated items.
Thank you, Jen.
And I'm going to also buy as well.
Good.
Why not?
More hats.
Good.
Yeah.
There's some really cute little fascinators.
What
I
kind
can
of
see
good
you,
bargains yeah. are there on offer?
So the lowest price is 60 Rand, and the most expensive item is, bar one is about 2,000, 2,500 Rand. So, I mean, somewhere we have got sort of brand new Jimmy Choo shoes, which we all know sell for 25,000 rand. So those would be around the 2,000 rand mark. But then
wow.
the lovely, the really nice bargains. I mean, so those are bargains for girls who know what designer stuff costs. Mm. Then on the high street side, there's lots. The bulk of the sale is high street fashion, Zara, H&M, Topshop, Country Road, Trenery, really nice quality high street things that you know would cost about 1,000 rand in the store, and they'll be 150 rand at Vintage with Love. So it's a really bargain when you can come and spend 500 rand, 1,000 rand, and walk away with a really nice big bag of clothes. So you sound
like yeah, it sounds like more like bags and bags and bags.
And what are the charity organizations that it's benefiting?
Well, Jen, my partner in crime is a friend called Lee Ord, who was a former teacher. And we sort of combined her teaching background and my love for fashion and hers to create a way of making money for literacy in South Africa. So there are, as you probably know, a number of organizations who do amazing work, particularly in foundation literacy. There's an organization called The Link that helps youngsters learn to read and write and do maths. So we give some money to them. We donate some money to the Click. The Click Foundation, which does online learning in schools. We support the Columba Foundation, which finds leaders in communities. We support the Tandulwazi Trust, which teaches science and maths in poor communities, and the Real Lima Teacher Intern Program, which makes teachers. They find people who want to be teachers but can't afford to study teaching, and they make them teachers. That's so amazing. It's all related to teaching, and every penny goes. We are all volunteers. No one gets paid a cent, and it is every cent that you spend this next weekend will go to these charities.
So just to recap, where is it happening again?
So it's happening at the Forum at the campus in Bryanston, Main Road, Bryanston. It's a big office park where Didata has its offices. It's called the campus. And inside the campus, there is a event venue called the Forum. And it's in the Wanderers building, and it's in there.
Okay. So does everybody have to get there early? Are there going to be queues, like Starbucks queues, just to kind of...
We're hoping for Starbucks queues. But if you want to avoid the Starbucks queues, you can always buy tickets on web tickets online. It's 500 Rand for the opening night, but that's for the first option of the yummy stuff. And it's 70 Rand on Saturday and Sunday to get in.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Fantastic.
See you there,
well, I'll
Jason.
Be in that line.
Oh, well, I don't know who I'm buying
wait.
For, but...
you can be just like our personal assistant for
okay,
the day.
Okay, I'll just carry the bags for you guys.
Yeah. Right, it's a really fun girl.
Listen, get someone to queue for you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll,
yeah,
I'll
you can queue
that's
for
cool.
me. How about that?
So okay. you queue.
People do that. People do funny yeah. jobs
and
now.
And there's a lovely coffee shop. You can have champagne and cappuccinos
no, see,
and
that's
snacks
where,
and
that's,
stuff.
That's
yeah.
where you grab me. But listen, if you need some help, I'm always happy to pack the bags.
In the change rooms.
Well, you know, hey.
No, it's lots. I mean, it's sorry for you, Jess, but it's really just a fun girls' day out. We have lots of groups of girls, mums and daughters coming
this
along.
This is a perfect opportunity for
champagne.
Jace to come out and meet people.
See, it's wedding season. Yeah, so.
You fancy someone, buy them a nice little dress.
A little bit of a Jimmy Choo Choo.
Yeah. A little Jimmy Choo Choo.
Choo Choo.
Can you Jimmy Choo Choo me tonight?
Look at you. Choo Choo.
There you go.
Cool, see? Man. Well, that sounds like fun. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us today.
You guys. And I appreciate the opportunity.
Good luck with
Thank
all
you.
the prep.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well.
Thanks. See you there.
Okay, so Nikita, do you want to introduce... Oh, I've got the clip. You see,
check
it? I'm like squirrel.
Squirrel. Yeah, that bodybuilding viral clip, right?
Yes,
that's
yes.
what we're talking about.
So it's actually made its way onto Two Oceans Vibe, and they've created like this whole long post of all his favorites.
And what's the name of the guy?
Gordon Stevens.
Okay.
So let's have a listen
to
this.
The baddest high-intensity Team Stevens 300 leg session of my life, powered by the one and only, the game changer, Mr. Hyde. Get yours at Extreme Nutrition Outlets nationwide. PS Takeover, baby. Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just about to have the maddest high-intensity Team Stevens 300 leg session of my life, powered by the one and only, the game changer, Mr. Hyde. Go get yours at Extreme Nutrition Outlets nationwide. PS Takeover, baby. Boom.
Boom. Now, remember
boom.
When Nauntley was
hot, doing
her... He's
hot, actually. Mm. He's boom.
Really?
I wouldn't kick him out of bed. He's hot. Although he's probably crushed me, too. God, that guy's like huge.
So you might... Yeah, Jen, you might actually see him at the event just now.
Perhaps.
Yeah, so go check
the
his name.
Arnold's Classic Bodybuilders.
Gordon
so
Stevens.
Give him a high five and say
Team
boom.
300, eh? Boom. Remember when Nauntley was boom? Sit down, I'll buy you. Boom! Remember
yes,
when
I remember
she went all
that.
Crazy?
Went
yeah.
Crazy.
Well, this one's gone a little bit boomtastic. anyway, yeah, Nikita, thank you, Jackie. Thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you, Jackie.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Nikita, yes. Do you want to introduce your interview with Randy, please?
Well, I pretty much introduced it in the clip. But yeah, let's go and see how Mr. Hello, beautiful, because he's always amazing. He's a sweetheart.
Hey guys, it's Nikita from Cliff Central, The Buzz. So I'm sitting with Rani Finoli from TLC's Say Yes to Dress.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello. So welcome to South Africa.
I am so excited. This is my second time here. And the first time was I came and went very quickly. And this time I'm actually going to get to explore a lot more of South Africa than I did last time. I'm actually going on a safari and going down to Cape Town.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
At least it's not an in and out.
No, no, which is most of my trips.
So Randy is here in the country currently for the bridal fair that is happening this weekend at Monte Cassino. So all the brides-to-be, everybody who wants to have your opinion and all expertise must go down to the fair and see how you are.
Or even fans that just watch the show that want to come out and see me. I'm going to be there. 2 days, so come on out.
So obviously celebrity weddings, you know, that's always happening, and you know, everybody wants to know what's the latest trends, what are we going to see this year. So last year there was a lot of blush, lace, dresses happening. So what do you think, what trends do you think we're going to see with the celebrity weddings coming through?
Well, the trends that I've been seeing on the runway, I've been seeing a lot of high low, you know, high in the front, low in the back. I think that cutouts are still trending very big right now. A lot of skin showing, way too much for my taste, to be quite honest. See-through wedding dresses I've seen coming down the runway, slits all the way up to the waist. So I think that the gowns are getting sexier and sexier. I hope that we will have a return, though, to more traditional wedding dresses, because I think that weddings are about traditional and your family's there, and I think you need to be a little more modest on your wedding day. So I'm hoping those trends will come back.
And especially since, you know, the photos that live on forever, you want to look back. Yes. And even say,
do you really want your children looking at your wedding photos, seeing you half naked?
Definitely not. Even Sex and the City Sarah Jessica Parker, she wore a black wedding dress. Mm. And I remember reading an interview back, and she actually said that was one of the biggest regrets she ever did, was wearing a black dress, that she didn't go for a traditional white.
I completely agree, because when you put a dress in black, it's called evening wear, or any color. I think, once again, that goes back to tradition. Wedding gowns traditionally are white, unless you have a traditional garment like you do in South Africa that represents, you know, where you're from, or your tribe, or you know, your country, whether it's India or South Africa or whatever country you're from. But I do think that it should be tradition.
Did you happen to see Eva Longoria? She got married recently.
Actually, she got married about 20 minutes from where I live in Florida.
Oh, wow.
From my home in Florida, yes. I don't recall her wedding dress. To be quite honest with you, I really don't keep up with celebrity weddings, because I'm not really that impressed, and most of them do a really bad job at it. I can't imagine she would wear anything that would be unflattering. Oh, I think she wore, she wear a Mark Zunino?
I don't know, but I saw that it was actually very flattering. It was very simple,
she couldn't wear anything to make her look bad. But
second or third wedding, I'm not too sure.
Yeah,
I've lost count.
Yeah, exactly. Like Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yes.
But I think that so many celebrities, they go to ready-to-wear designers that they're comfortable with, and then they want them to make a wedding gown, and I think a lot gets lost in translation. And I think they are, or maybe they're thinking of the red carpet, and it's completely different. I think that they deviate from the traditional wedding gowns, and I think they need to stay closer to that, because I do think a lot of them make big mistakes on their wedding days.
So let's say dresses aside, celebrity dresses, what can we look forward to? It's a new season of Say Yes to the Dress. It's going to be more drama, more bridal parties, having a go, rating the dresses.
Yeah, you said it all. There's always more drama. There's always more, you know, entourages that are out of control that I have to put them, you know, in place. We have lots of celebrities that have visited the show. We've, you know, had tons of celebrities. We're very blessed. As a matter of fact, season 14, we had Christian Bush, who used to be of Sugarland, actually wrote our theme song. He came to the store with a friend of his and helped her pick a dress, and he was so inspired, he actually wrote our theme song. So that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So thank you so very much.
Well, thank you, and thank you, South Africa.
So if you want to see Randy Fanoli, head out to the bridal fair happening at Monte Cassino. And for the rest of the new season of TLC's Say Yes to the Dress, see your local listings. I'm Nikita. Thanks.
How was that?
It was awesome. I always have a good time when I've seen him. Well, remember the first time he came out to South Africa, both of us, we interviewed him.
Yep.
And I had like, I tried not to be very fangirl about it because I enjoyed watching the show.
And were you engaged then?
No, I wasn't. Remember, yeah, saw him in November, then I got engaged in December.
He was your good luck charm.
Yes, he's my good luck charm. So I don't know what's going to happen this time around because I did the interview with him. We chatted, took some pics, and then he was going a little bit gaga over my bump. So let's see.
Are you going to call your baby Randy?
No.
Miranda.
No. Okay. Maybe it will give like a sense of great style or something for the baby. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, you see, you're surrounding yourself with all these creative people. I don't know how I fit in, so don't worry about me. But so you've ticked off the style and the wedding and the, you know, that the TV side of things. Now we bring the musical element into the side of things because we have in studio with us two of the artists who are going to be performing at the Twane Music Festival, which is going down tomorrow. Mapurisa and Busisiwe.
Busisiwa.
Yes. You see, I butchered your name.
Close.
You said that when we were off air, you were like, you're such a white guy.
Because you don't know any of my songs. I'm like, am I too vernac for you? I thought I was famous.
Listen, sing me a song here quickly, and then let's see. Off the cuff.
Okay. Jaiva gatzo lasta.
Carry on.
Oisha pedovo ya faga. Slender. Big mama.
Okay. You got some fans there.
Oh my god.
You got to carry on.
Oh yes, I am famous.
Kat loves the song, clearly. She wants to listen a little bit more to you singing. But
shout out to Kat.
Cool, guys. Well, thank you for joining us today on The Buzz. And I know it's probably a little bit of a crazy time of the day for you to kind of get into studio and to talk about what's happening, because tomorrow you're going to be performing at the Twane Music Festival.
Yeah.
It's a, what did you say, 16 hours, 18
yeah,
hour day?
Yeah.
And you don't know when you're performing. And the reason why, and let's take a look at this, it's happening at the Pretoria Showgrounds. Casper Nyoves, Mafiki Zola, Penny Penny, Boom Shaka, Black Motion, Ricky Rick, The Muffins, Dr. Malinga Cuesta, KO Empty. All of you guys are going to be there.
And the list goes on and on.
And I'm just looking at the three lines that I've read there. There's probably another 7 or 8 lines of artists,
yes,
including you guys.
Yeah.
Basically, your favorite artist will be there, whoever it is. And Maporisa here is not only performing, but he's one of the organizers.
Yeah.
So you're pretty tired at the moment.
Yeah, actually what's happening with the Twane Music Festival is because of we had the Twane Music Conference.
Yes.
The three day. It was on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So it was like 300 people came here just for free, and then they got like, you know, the workshop. Busiswa came there, spoke. Sbu, the people from Samru, people from Discovery, you know, PR people. So we were just giving back to the community, and then 10 people got prizes, like a DJ set,
sure,
a Pioneer DJ set, and then studio and stuff. So yeah, it was really crazy. And I was partnered with the City and Arts and Culture and Mzansi.
Mzansi Magic.
It was crazy. It was really crazy. So now we're celebrating. So we got 10 of them from the city there. So they're under Uhuru Music. So we're going to do music with them, and probably something's going to come out.
Like what?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've got something planned already.
Obviously, because we got the best out of 300. We took only the best. So
okay,
we took the rappers, the DJ, producer and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It always sounds like it can be quite a difficult task. You have to start choosing people, and there's so many talented people out there who just want to show off their talents.
Yeah,
so now they've got the platform to do
it. Yeah, yeah. But the nice thing about it, those ones who didn't get it, they got inspiration, and you know they're gonna do better next year because it's a yearly thing. So in 2017 they're gonna come there. Probably they're gonna do something better. So it always gonna grow.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the whole point of the conference was to kind of give back, like
yeah,
you said.
Give back, cause us, man, as musician, man, we really got it in a hard way, you know what I'm saying. So we want to make it easier for the youth, you know what I'm saying. Just give them the right channels, the right, you know, things to do, you know what I'm saying. Cause now that they don't know, maybe some of them that don't know that you can release a song without even having a record label. You can do this with this all the platforms, of all the social media platforms, you understand? So that's the kind of info that we're giving.
Providing, Okay. And so like you're saying, you don't need a record label to be part of or to have your song out there on social media or online. Do you think the whole decision with the SABC deciding to release 90% of South Africa, or to play 90% of South African music, is also going to help?
Yeah, I just want to say hallelujah, 90%.
That's more work for us. That's more, you know, because now they're going to need more content. And it's giving us the energy to go to the studio and do more, you know.
But also quality music, like good music.
Good music.
Not just for the sake of playing it.
And you know what? There are a lot of people making very good quality music in their studios. You know what I mean? Like people like Wizkid, for example, has a mobile studio that he travels with and he makes music in hotels all over the world. And a lot of people are making now with the technology that's available good quality music in their home studios. So now with the 90%, it means that they stand a better chance of their music getting played. And this thing is not new in other countries. People who travel know that in the UK they play UK music, in Nigeria they play Nigerian music, you know what I mean? So it's time in South Africa we play South African music.
Because I think South African music does actually fall through the cracks a lot of the time, because we have a lot of the the top American songs, and I almost feel that we too westernized sometimes in terms of music, and let's say Americanized. And you're right, like I've been on overseas trips and I still remember the first time that I actually eventually heard an English song when we were in Paris, and I was like, oh, because you got so used to listening to local music.
Exactly.
And wherever you went, like you said, people listen to local music, and it's not just, you know, I don't know, I think South Africa, you know, we're catching up with the times in that sense, that, you know, we're giving the platform to our musicians, and it's about damn time, actually.
And people are so worried about quality, and they're so worried about, oh my gosh, where am I going to hear Rihanna? There's so many platforms. Just only the government, you know, owned radio station, and the government takes responsibility for other kinds of workers and other industries. So it's about time they step up for the entertainment industry, because there's nothing there to protect artists. They're dying broke all the time. So you know what I mean? It's a step in the right direction for an industry which is a big part of people's lives.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are obviously doing a song tomorrow on stage at the festival. So what? How does that work? You've both got grins on your faces. Do you have something special planned?
No!
I'm just wondering here, like...
Well, I'm thinking about the song. It's a very... it's a very sexy song.
Say it. It's fun. This is unready. You can do whatever you want to. So.
So we haven't performed it together yet. So we keep talking about how we're gonna perform it.
Okay, let's film it and see how you guys get on now. And
oh my gosh!
Like the dance moves, because is it a dance song?
I almost feel that we're gonna have like quite a, I don't know, I don't want to say scandalous, but almost, you know, they always come. Not people always talking about, you know, Rihanna and Drake when they perform together.
Are you going
in that direction?
Don't start it.
I want to know what the song is called, and why is it so sexy, and why are you so shy? Because you're going to be performing in front of thousands of people tomorrow. Can't be shy now.
Why are you so shy, my friend?
I'm not shy.
He's saving all the energy for tomorrow. Yeah. Hey?
No, he's very excited because he was just saying, "I must just shake on him the whole time."
Shake, 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 shake. All you do is shake, 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 shake. Okay, what's the song called?
Drop and Rewind.
Can we have a little taster?
If you have a hox, we have
it. I do. Let's hook that up.
Let's try.
So it's going to be very exciting just about the festival tomorrow. People must just get their tickets. It's 90% sold out.
Sure.
We're going with 90, 90, yeah? 90 is a theme, yeah.
90%!
That's a good mark. That's why. If you're now 90% in exam, you've just nailed it.
Exactly. So we have 90% blesser status there. So people must just get their tickets and come out, even if you're not in Pretoria. Basically, your favorite artist will probably be performing tomorrow.
Who's your favorite artist on the lineup? Do you have? Are you allowed to say?
At the moment, yes, yes, of course. Of course, I'm allowed to have favorites. At the moment, I'm really loving what Nasty C is doing. Uh-huh. Like, everything he's doing is killing me. He's driving me crazy. It's a pity he's too young for me.
Never too young. Never too young. Age is nothing but a number.
Well, you still appreciate. It's fun.
No, that's, I think it's amazing. Yeah. I enjoy Papa Penny as well. Penny. He's a legend. And I love his performances.
Oh, Boom Shaka will be there. It's not, Shaka. Yes, Boom Shaka will be there.
Boom Shaka, Boom Shaka.
Yes.
So imagine. Okay. It's about time. Do you know the song?
Listen to Boom Shaka.
So it's going to be
It's about time. Awesome. Listen to Boom.
Shaka, Boom Shaka. Yes. So it's going to be hella.
Okay, should we have a listen to your song?
Let's have a listen, yeah.
Feel free to jump in. Yeah, I'm going to keep the mics on. Because I know you're going to get warmed up. So.
Yeah. Maporisa, busiswa.
Right here on the bus.
Baby, mommy said I must make you my wife. Take it all, hold me down, and I do you right. I slay them, don't care. All these other girls, no way. I just want you to myself, cause I don't share. I don't share. You got the future behind you. I think a nigga die for. Mommy don't wanna lie you. You killing me slow mo. Why you eat bang bang? In my little pockets go bang bang. So now you gon' rewind for me, babe. Drop it down for me, babe. I'll turn out the light, eh. I wanna see you. Sure. Drop and rewind. Baby, you so fine like a wine. Sure. Drop and rewind. Baby, you so fine like a wine. Drop and rewind. Baby, you so fine like a wine. Yo, what? Drop and rewind. Pussy, baby, you so fine like a wine.
Wish every day for the sunset nightlife. Is where I sleep, wanna bump that. Slow jam, wanna bump that. Let her rap and chat. Wanna stay up and dance. Moonwalk away and roll. On the jungle in the age, on the cold. Drop it, I've already chose. None of my rules will be broken. Alright, maybe some of them. If I'm feeling you, anything that you want me to do. See me pants up, baby, ready for you. Take it from the party straight to the room.
Mm-hmm. Baby girl.
Uh-huh.
Drop it, drop. Listen, drop and rewind. Baby, you so fine like a wine. Yo. Drop and rewind. Baby, you so fine like a wine. Drop and rewind. Baby, you so fine like a wine. Drop and rewind. Baby, you so fine like a wine. I go die for you.
What?
Spend everything for you.
What?
No reservation. Give me your full concentration.
And if I told you how I feel, things would be so, so different. You and I would be so real. I give you something to believe in. So I shut it down,
shut it down.
And wind it down,
wind it down.
Let you watch a real, real bum bum.
Give me that.
Shut it down,
wind it down.
Wind it down,
wind it down.
Let you watch a
boy. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Watch on chibang bang.
Oh,
chibang bang. Watch on shiwale wale.
Oh,
chibang bang. Watch on chibang bang. Chibang bang. Tikam shiwale wale. Chibang bang. She bang bang,
go download that on our bios, on Instagram. Go download it for free. It's out there.
Drop and rewind.
I'm just I'm at a
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you tell? Guys, I've got a video. I'm gonna put it on Twitter. I'll tag Cliff Central and we'll make sure that it gets out there, because if that's what the performance is like in the studio, you guys are going to kill it tomorrow.
And that was the official debut of the performance.
Check that out. Oh, so, guys, that was incredible. I love that song.
Yeah.
I do, I really do. Is it on all the platforms?
Yeah,
on all the platforms. We're giving it away for free, you know, because we've just been in studio working, and then we just like, let's test the waters. Let's see what people, because it's different for both of us.
Sure.
It's a different sound. He's a producer and he does vocals every now and then, but now he's like proper going in and I'm doing a different sound to my normal sound. So we just want to see.
This has got big potential. Let me tell you that much.
I can see it climbing up your charts very quickly.
Not just here in SA. on the continent. The continent's going to love this. Gonna love it. You know this. Look, it is. You know.
That's
this.
What he said. He's like, no, you know what? Actually, I think our country might be proud of us.
Lagos is gonna lap this up. Let's be honest. It's
so.
Such
we
a cool tune.
So.
Really is. Okay, so tomorrow is the big day. It's happening out at the Pretoria Showgrounds. You guys are gonna be there sometime between 12 and 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. And then you'll just be jamming with everybody as well and enjoying the music.
Yes.
Okay, so tickets can be bought at
CompuTickets. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. So go and check them out there. Hashtag on social media or profiles.
Hashtag TMF16. TMF16, TMF16.
And you guys, where are you on the social networks?
So I'm at Busi Songok.
DJ Maphorisa with a PH.
There you go.
Yeah.
So go follow them, and then I'm going to tag you so that everybody can see that performance.
Yeah, guys,
I'm glad it's on my phone because I can just watch it whenever I'm ready. So awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Buzz, and good luck this weekend. I hope it's a good jaw, and we'll see you back here very soon, I hope. Sure. More music, please.
Yeah. Yes,
you know
definitely.
What I'm saying? Okay, cool. So I think you might recognize this song. You said I don't know your music.
Hello, white boy.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July, 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
I still can't get over that.
I'm still in awe as well.
Yo, that was amazing. Really,
just,
really cool.
And they just put it out there for free.
And if you have, so we'll find that, we'll tag it on the social networks. You have to get that song. You can listen to this podcast and listen to that song again. That video is coming out soon. Oh, man, I just love interviews like that where it's just so off the cuff and they just performed. Like, she just
raw talent there.
Rocked it.
And I'm just like, oh, my nerves. I was just like, there's no studio, you know, it's like studio backups. And just to show you that there is such incredible talent here in South Africa, and you know, like you said, kudos to the 90%.
An incredible talent we do have, and we are working our way towards and what's the word I'm looking for, help me.
Discovering
brand new talent. And that's why they're in the studio, because they are finalists and they're going to be performing and they're going to make us laugh, hopefully. Craig and Punch, welcome to the studio.
Thanks a lot.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
You seem quiet. Why? Have you just come from school? Did the teacher shout at you?
Hey, I almost got detention because I'm bunking right now, technically.
Really?
Yes, kind of.
What's on the school out?
It's at 2 o'clock.
18 minutes.
Okay.
Teacher must just be strong, man.
You only need 33% to pass, it's okay.
Yeah. So how are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're good.
This weekend is a big weekend for you.
Yep.
Hey, busy. Hella busy.
You're performing at the Soweto Theatre as part of the Savannah Comics Choice Awards newcomer category. You are the finalist so far. But
yes.
Two of a few. No. Did I get this wrong?
There's 20 of us going on stage. Competing to become finalists.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I brought you guys in because you guys are the finalists. Let's be honest.
you're throwing out cheat codes or something out here.
We do have special luck in the studio.
Miss South Africa.
The Miss South Africa, the winner, she was actually in our studio. And the other top finalists, they were also here in our studio.
Top five,
so
yeah.
Okay, that's
we've
good.
I'm sure we've got some Midas touch somewhere hiding.
Can't be that lucky because she's not here now. So.
Listen, I mean, you've got other pretty women around here.
Yeah, right? That's true.
Okay, so tell us what's going to be happening this weekend from your side. How are you going to try and win over the judges and make sure that your talents are kind of showcased to the rest of the people that are attending?
Look, basically, from our side, it's we've got 5 minutes to put a comedy set together. We're up against 20 people. previously to what you said, there's a lot of talent in this country, and I just think that to be part of the competition is great. We are we're just showcasing our talent, and we need people to vote for us.
How do you know that you're funny?
Well, I recently done a gig where nobody laughed, so that's where I died. So you die on stage. But laughter, yeah, and people say to you, you know, you're funny. And the thing is as well, sometimes you sit around a braai and people think that you're funny, but it's a completely different thing.
It's a perspective kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like you might be funny to the next person, but then not to the other next person. You see, so you
so
just do your thing.
It's quite subjective, I suppose. Yeah. I think it also comes in with like a different sense of humor.
So I think we see the world differently.
yeah,
through a different perspective.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just look at you guys. I mean, you are completely different. You know, you're a little bit older, you're a little bit younger, you're still at school.
I'm better looking.
Age is nothing but a number.
So, I mean, like, when you approach your 5 minutes that you have, you really have to wow people. And 5 minutes isn't a long time, let's be honest. So, do you go in with the politics angle? Do you go in with your life experience angle? What sort of topics or themes are you going to go for?
I'm going to mostly talk about myself and
narcissist.
Like, no, I mean,
I'm kidding.
I mean, it's basically more like a self-reflection kind of thing, you know, like I'm just telling you about me. And guys, I'm 17. What do I know about Jacob Zuma? I mean, honestly,
what does Jacob Zuma know about Jacob Zuma?
That's the more important question. Yeah, so it's just like that, you know. So I'm just talking about, they say, I think Carl will agree with me on this, like comedy is about speaking about what you know, right, Craig?
Yeah.
So like, you can't speak about something you don't know, and yeah.
So what are the 17-year-olds talking about at this stage? I mean, are you like, OMG, lol, Snapchatting the world, OMG, or?
No, it's not really like that. We're talking about how hard it is to get 30% and stuff like that.
Oh, 33. Like
that. So that's again, textbooks delivered, and.
Yeah, you see. That's more of the topic we are on.
Okay.
I think a lot of the countries is we don't really joke too much about the politicians because they're doing it themselves.
That's true.
I think people are trying to move away from the politics, and that we're looking at just everyday things, and that we're saying, you know, that's what we think is funny. And we can talk about sports. We can talk about guy crossing the street. So, yeah.
So, I mean, did you ever think that you would get to a point where you would be, you know, considered as a finalist for one of South Africa's funniest people?
I've never doubted myself, no.
Okay.
For me, it's always been about exploring, you know. So I was like, whether it happens or not. Because, like, I see a lot in South Africa, like, you're speaking right now, previously, about how, like, the whole entertainment industry in South Africa is westernized, right? Like, we like to watch other people do it. We want to see America do it first, then we go do it. You know, that's the kind of thing we're doing. So I was like, I want to go out there and do something that hasn't been done before. And like, so I was like, I've never seen anywhere else a 17-year-old comedian nominated for anything.
No.
Exactly.
Well, no, I haven't.
Haven't, right? Yeah. Exactly. So I was like, why not do something? Why must we always wait? We call ourselves pioneers of Africa. But why not pioneers of the world, you know? You get what I mean?
Fair enough.
So let's do something.
Okay.
See?
So then what actually pushed you to enter the competition?
I've wanted to do comedy since I was 8 years old. So when I heard about the competition, really, it was like, just showcase yourself, you know? See what you got. It's not really about even winning. I was telling Craig, if I get nominated, for me, that's enough. That's enough, really. You know?
And then you're not going to be alone on stage. There's going to be a lot of comedic legends out there.
Yeah, Deep Fried Man, Loyiso Madinga.
Loyiso Colas is hosting. He's hosting, right?
That's right.
Sure, no pressure there. Eh?
So just sharing the stage with those names.
Yeah,
it's such a privilege.
It's awesome, man. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And any jitters? Do you say you have any jitters just going onto stage?
I always get jitters. It doesn't matter what I do. Before I get on stage, always nervous.
That's good though.
Yeah.
Because if you aren't nervous, then you shouldn't be doing it.
I don't think then you've prepared enough if you think that you... That's just from my side.
So you prep though as well. You don't talk off the cuff.
For the 5 minute set, I think you've got to prep.
Yeah.
But, you know, if our shows are longer, then you interact with the crowd.
Yeah.
And you ad lib.
Get a response from them.
Yeah.
So you sort of read the crowd just to see how, you know, what they're giving back to you, the energy and all of that.
That's right.
Mm.
Jesus.
So you must just get your board and just have that one that you throw it up and go, laugh.
Now's a good time to laugh.
That would be if it was us. Yeah, okay, that would be our jobs if, you know, like one of us maybe had to go on stage.
Listen, we can come through and laugh for you guys. That's, I think, fine. You're pretty funny. So
you should try the stage. Why don't
me?
You try? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Listen, last week I tried my hand at singing.
We'll just leave it at there.
You don't even have to say what happened. Just like, just leave it at there. Yeah. That's the end of the story.
People loved it, but not for the singing.
Yeah, it's more.
So you're saying it was a bit of a comedy there?
It was. No, it was the entertainment value.
Yes, sure.
Okay. Then get on stage and sing, and you'll win the competition. Who knows?
Deep Fried Man does that, and he does it really well. So I don't want to compete with him because I don't want to. You know, I don't want to kick him off the stage.
Not stealing his
show. Shots fired.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the first comedian who's stealing material. Let's be honest. We know who's out there. Okay, so speaking of comedians, who in South Africa do you guys look up to or enjoy watching?
I like Chris Forrest. I like Dave Levinson. You know, I think for me, it's not that do you like this comedian, not like them. I think you've got to recognize them for their talent and what they're doing. Mm. And they're trying to break boundaries. So for me, I think everybody. I mean, if I had my two favorites,
those two,
that'd be, yeah.
Okay.
Mm. For me, it's I'd say for sure Paul Pop's one of the definitely like number one because I've looked up to him since I was young. Then there's I'd say Robbie Collins, Robbie Kills, Dylan Oliphant in terms of one-liners.
Sharp, eh?
Like when I'm in a comedy club and he goes before me, I'm like, it's my bedtime. I want to go home. I don't want to do this.
So do you do gigs already as well, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Where? Like comedy at Parker's or?
Comedy clubs. Like Parker's. Last night I done a golf course, emceed a golf course.
Okay.
Golf day.
A golf course, yeah. Because that would have been busy.
That would have been, yeah.
Those guys must have been quite trashed.
They've been drinking the whole day. So when you get on at 8 o'clock, they're
laughing at everything.
Just you getting up on stage is a joke.
Okay, awesome. So it's happening out at the Soweto Theatre on Sunday. Tickets are available, I believe.
Sold out.
It's over.
Oh, sure.
Sold
no tickets. So, where do we get? Will you guys put some videos up on social media so that we can see?
You'll have to see some videos on social media. But that actually, it's a good thing that it's sold out because it shows that comedy is growing in the country
definitely.
As well.
Yeah, we need to laugh.
100%.
I think South Africans need a laugh.
Yeah.
So it's good that it's sold out. And then we'll see.
You already get enough in Parliament, guys. What do you need? You want.
No,
you don't
we
need.
See
you.
We want to see
no,
you
but
performing.
You know, Parliament's the same thing. Somebody throws a helmet. Somebody kicks somebody. Oh, same shit, different day. We want something else.
Yeah. True.
We want the personal story. We want to hear, you know, what makes everybody tick.
And then we'll see you guys at the Savannah Comics Choice Awards in September.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
You're going to be rocking that yellow carpet, eh?
Absolutely.
Oh. Posing, designer suits.
Punch is very good at posing.
Shorts. I don't know what else I'm going to wear. Flip-flops.
You might have to come in your school uniform.
In school uniform again. You know that's real. Hopefully I won't be late.
Well, you won't have any excuse. You won't be bunking class, so you'll be on time.
As long as it's at night. Yes, I'll be on time.
So I think, yeah, so that's happening later this year. So
yeah, 3rd of September is when it's happening at Monty. And then the nominees are going to be announced on the 6th of July.
Yes.
Just around the corner.
Oof.
Who knows?
Don't be shy, guys. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Okay, thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz today. Good luck this weekend. I hope it goes, you break a leg and not literally.
Why would I break a leg?
Well,
like
you know
my
what
legs.
I'm saying.
Well, it's just
at least he's not breaking your legs because then that would be awkward. You know what I mean? All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
us.
Okay,
cool. Thank good luck. Fun show, Nikita. What a fun show. Sure, it's buzzing.
It's like busy, and I'm trying to. There we go.
There you go. We're all under control now. Okay, so quickly, we want to talk about Taraji P. Henson is coming to South Africa. Oh, Cookie awesome. And Josie.
So she'll be in the country for 5 days.
What is she going to be doing, Duncan? Well, one of the things she's going to be doing is sitting down with me for an interview.
How awesome.
Do you want to assist? Duncan wants to assist. If anybody agrees that Duncan should be assisting, you can tweet us and say Duncan assist as the hashtag. Oh, no.
No, don't. I think it's going to be quite a naughty hashtag. So
yeah, let's not do that. But I think it will... yeah, it's going to be fun to see her out in South Africa. She's going to be meeting her fans. She's going to be talking about Empire. She'll be, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that she'll be doing. It's going to be cool. First time to the
and
motherland.
To see her in the flesh. Oh, my word.
Cookie.
She's an incredible, incredible actress.
Lucius, you want cookies, Nookie? You got to ditch the bitch. I'm just expecting liners like that when she comes to South Africa.
You should get her to do like some sound bites for us. How about that? In a cookie persona. How about that?
Okay, we can
Let's
do that.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah, that can be done.
And then she can just say our names in a cookie.
In a cookie kind of way. The cookie jar. We got a WeChat. Let's go.
Okay, so
we've got a message that says, yes, Jason Duncan must be there.
He has to be there.
You didn't use the hashtag. Please use it again.
Well, we need to agree on a hashtag first. But you know what we have to do? You'd have to actually just take a video and then we have to share it out with the people to see what Duncan's reaction would be when he sees Cookie in the flesh, because I'd love to see that.
Cheers. Sure, Duncan. Whoa.
I think his face will be priceless. Or he might be, you know, might just stand there in awe and be like, oh. And we can make a gif out of it.
Yes, okay, let's do that.
A reaction.
Gone global. Duncan gone global. Okay, thank you so much for joining us today on The Buzz. O'Neill is next. We'll catch you back next week between 1 and 2.
And have an awesome weekend. Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.